The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Bubba cranks Cleveland.
Who's this?
Hey, my name is Mark, but you can call me Bubba. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, Bubba. Like, what's going on, man?
This is a very important call. Do you live at Drive?
Sorry, man. I'm not interested in whatever you're selling.
No, sir. This is very important. This is very important. I just need to know if that's your address. That's because
you could take me off this list.
Sir, I used to live in that house. So you bought that house from the person that I sold that house to. And this is very, very, very important. I used to live in your house.
That's so cool. All right, man. What's up?
So listen, I buried something in the basement, and I need to know if you will let me come back and dig it up.
Wait, cut out for a second. You buried what? What happened?
It's very important, and I can't get into a lot of details, but when I lived in that house, I had to sell the house quickly, and I had buried something in the basement, and I wanted to know if you would let me come and dig it up.
Oh, man, we moved all the stuff out of the basement. We cleaned it up. No. Anything that you put under boxes or whatever, it's been cleaned out already.
No, sir. I buried something in the basement. And listen, I promise you, if you let me come to the house and dig it up, I promise you I'll make it worth your while.
Wait, you physically actually dug a hole in the basement somewhere?
Yes, sir. And I know exactly where it is. I promise you, it probably would take no time at all to dig it up.
I hear you, man. What did you bury there?
Sir, I promise you that what I buried in the basement is whatever. If you let me come into the house, I promise it'll be worth your while.
Yeah. But it's still in the house, man. So like, what is it there? You're just a stranger calling me with my address. Like, what is in the box there? Do I have to be worried?
No. You don't. There's nothing for you to be worried about at all. I can promise you that. And all you have to do is if you look at the deed of record, you can clearly see my name. It was not, like I said, you didn't buy the house from me, but I'm the one who sold it to the person that you bought it from. And I promise you that, everybody, you know, they always say that the phone call that you never expect could change your life. And this may be it.
Yeah. But also some things that sound too good to be true usually are, man. Either way,
sir,
the basement,
you
can't get under there. Like it's all like done up now, you know? And so we laid down a new floor. And you're not going to be able to break up all the concrete material.
Are you saying that the basement is now finished?
Yeah, it's finished now. Yeah,
okay,
and
that's
so
fine.
It costs a fortune for you to break up
that's
all that
fine.
Foundation.
Listen, it doesn't matter what it costs. I'm telling you right now that if you allow me to come in and dig up the basement and get this box out, I promise you that I'll make it worth your while. In fact, I will repair the basement better than it currently is finished.
You're talking about tens of thousands of dollars worth of repair. You know the whole basement, man. You remember seeing it.
Like, I won't have to dig up the entire basement. I know exactly where I have to dig.
I talked to my family about it, man. I don't know.
Where the hot water tank and the furnace, is that now in an enclosed room?
I don't know. I got to talk to somebody about this. Let me go back to my wife
is the hot water tank and the furnace now in an enclosed room since you finished the basement? That's all I need to know.
I don't even want to have this conversation any longer, man. I can't just let you in my house. I'm not going to give you all the details of my basement and my
house.
Hold
on. Time out. Hey, stop. My name is Bubba. I'm calling from 100.7 Star Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and this is a prank phone call. You have just been cranked. I got your name, I got your phone number, and I got your address from a mutual friend who will remain nameless and said I needed to prank you.
No, I've heard these before, man. Oh, dear. Hey. Wait, so what would have been in the box? You're so right.
Know.
That's so confusing, right?
Like, I have no idea.
Something. My life is not a movie. This is a Netflix. Like, I just call around. All right, man. I hear you. No, come on by anytime you want. Have some food. Break up my basement. Make yourself comfortable, you know.
No, this is a prank phone call. There's nothing buried in your basement. Nothing buried in your... Your friend said that you were kind of gullible and that they thought that maybe by the end you would be digging up your own basement.
Well, I was worried of the bomb. Yeah, I was going to go back and try to do a little, like, you know, a little minesweeper. Try to just see what I could find under there.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
No way I could just be in this house all day thinking, all right,
that's awesome.
No, I gotta, who gave you my name? Like, how'd you get this?
I can't tell you. They swore me to secrecy, but I'm sure one day they'll pick up the phone and call you and say, remember that prank call you got from Pittsburgh? That was me.
I bet you was Christian. I know it was.
I'm not going to say anything, man. That's awesome. Hey, listen, thank you for being a good sport, and there's nothing in your basement.
All right, man. Bubba, thanks, buddy.
Bye. That's
your name.
Awesome.
That's your name.
Yeah. Right, well, bye. Not really. Bye.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.